WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey, everyone, and welcome back to The Stoic Way. I'm your host, Madison Lane, here to help you navigate this crazy thing called life with a little bit of ancient wisdom and a whole lot of real-world practicality. Now, I know what you're thinking. Stoicism isn't that all about being super serious and emotionless. Trust me, it's not. Stoicism is actually about finding inner peace and resilience in the face of whatever life throws your way. And let me tell you, with technology and social media constantly bombarding us, finding that inner peace can feel like searching for a unicorn in a hurricane. But don't worry, we've got this. Today, we're diving into something super relevant, creating healthy boundaries with technology and social media. Ever felt like you're glued to your phone, even when you have other things you should be doing? You know that feeling when you scroll through Instagram for what feels like hours, even though you promised yourself you'd only check it once? Yeah, we've all been there. So let's talk about 5 key takeaways that can help you take back control and reclaim your time. Number 1. Awareness. This might seem obvious, but truly understanding how much time you spend on your devices and what platforms are sucking you in is crucial. Think of it like a diet. You got to know what you're eating before you can start making healthier choices. Number 2. Intentionality. It's all about deciding why you're reaching for your phone. Are you genuinely seeking information, connecting with someone, or just trying to escape a boring moment? Once you know your why, you can start choosing more mindful interactions. Imagine it like this. Every time you pick up your phone, think of it as stepping onto a stage. Would you go on stage without knowing your lines? Probably not. So be intentional with your digital interactions. Number 3. Scheduling. Yes, I'm talking about scheduling dedicated tech-free time into your day. Just like you schedule appointments and workouts, block out specific periods for disconnecting and reconnecting with yourself, with loved ones, or with a good old-fashioned book. Trust me, your brain and your relationships will thank you for it. Number 4. Digital detox days. This one's a game changer. Designate one day a week as a complete digital detox day. No phone, no internet, no social media. Just pure and adulterated real life. Use this time to reconnect with nature, pursue hobbies, or simply enjoy the silence. And finally, number 5. Be kind to yourself. You're not going to be perfect every single day. There will be times when you find yourself scrolling mindlessly or checking your phone way more than you intended. It happens to the best of us. Just acknowledge it, learn from it, and keep moving forward. Let me tell you a story about this. Last week, I was feeling super overwhelmed with work deadlines and emails piling up. I found myself constantly checking my phone, even during lunch breaks and while out for walks. It felt like I couldn't escape the digital world. Then it hit me I needed to unplug. So I decided to take a full day off from technology. No phone, no laptop, just good old-fashioned reading and spending time with my dog. It was amazing. I felt so much calmer and more focused when I returned to work. The emails weren't so scary anymore, and I had fresh ideas for tackling those deadlines. That experience really drove home the importance of creating boundaries with technology. So there you have it, folks. 5 key takeaways to help you create healthy boundaries with technology and social media. Awareness, intentionality, scheduling, digital detox days, and kindness towards yourself. Remember, this isn't about becoming a hermit or giving up on all things digital. It's about finding a balance that allows you to enjoy the benefits of technology without letting it control your life. Remember, you are in charge of your digital experience. Take back your time, reclaim your peace, and live a more fulfilling life. And if you found this episode helpful, be sure to share it with your friends and family. Let's spread the word about the power of Stoicism in our modern world. Until next time, keep striving for that inner peace.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.